What we're going to talk about today is a leader must be prepared for adversity. And when I say that, I don't mean that you're supposed to go out of your way to be adverse with everybody. It just means that when you are standing for righteousness, when you are standing for things of God, you will be standing against the flow. And you must prepare yourself that there are going to be days that you will stand alone. And it will seem that everybody around you is against you. So you must be prepared as a leader to stand for the righteousness of God, not your flesh, not your personal preferences, but I want to speak directly to the fact of you standing for His righteousness in the face of adversity. There are many people that have come up to me and asked me to compromise. Right? Don't be so harsh. Don't be so whatever. There is, a border that must not be crossed over. There is God right and human being wrong. Alright? And you as a leader must stay on the God right side. Okay? And if you do, God will use you. And you got to get a hold of this. Because you're going to go through it. And as you grow in leadership, you are going to be opposed even by other seeming leaders that are in the church body today. You got to remember, if you get a vision, that doesn't mean everybody else got the same vision. And if you are in a cutting edge ministry, which this is, most people do not even understand the principles of discipleship, let alone how to apply it. Right? So you're not to argue with people, but you're to stand on what you know is right. Let me give you some for instances. When I got here, when I first got to this place, I'll just start here. I won't go prior to. I walked onto this campus and there was people selling drugs and different things, which, it wasn't very tight. It was a very loose organization. So the first thing I did was I found out who was doing it, and I walked up to that person and evicted them on the spot. Didn't listen to nothing they had to say. Right? Now, because at the time there was many people that were living in compromise, it raised a huge uproar. Huge. And everybody ran to the pastors and ran here and ran there, so that they took me and stepped me down for a minute. Right? While the uproar was going on, I was supposed to immediately take over discipleship. But as soon as I got here, I narrowed in on some instant conflicts that could not be here. And I walked right over to them, did not avoid them, and just did the right thing, which was evict them from this place. And at that time, most of the people that were in different areas of supposed leadership were living very much so in compromise. And so I took a stand right away when I walked in here that I will stand for the righteousness of God, period. There was people that walked up to me behind closed doors, told me I should take a little less bold stance, that, if I did not change my viewpoint and my way, that they would have me to be evicted from this place. And I simply told them, take your little butt on out of here. And if it's God's will that I leave this place, I will leave. But no stinking man can send me away from where God has sent me. You've got to understand that. There will be times in your life as a leader that God will send you to do things that are uncomfortable. They're going to cause you to grow. But always remember this. I did not do that thing because I wanted to create a scenario. I did that thing because I wanted to set up a standard of righteousness that would be led to in this place. Do you understand? All right. So you got to remember that I can't spell. But God right versus human wrong, you as a leader must always stay to the God side. Do not put yourself in a situation where you are compromising. I do not care, and let me be careful how I say this. You can compromise in areas that don't mean anything, like personal preferences, what color the carpet is, you know, what color a room is, what color a building is. You understand? Those are just preferences you have. Your preferences are not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about God principles. Amen? The principles of God must always be stood for in any situation, even if it means death. And I don't say that making myself some kind of a martyr or anything. It just means that you must, if you are His, stand for Him if you are a leader, period. All right? This is where you must stand. That is where you must stand always. Okay? I want to go to Luke chapter 21. And this is a statement by Jesus. So that you will not feel as strange while you are persecuted, because you will be persecuted. Perhaps not unto death, but you must be ready to stand. The name of this Bible study is that you must be prepared for adversity. Which means you must prepare in your heart the fact that you are totally sold out. If you're not totally sold out, get out. Because you're going to get out anyway. You know what I mean? Whether you're thrown out or somebody intimidates you out or whatever, you know, if it's a money thing, whatever, the devil will use anything to get you out. So if you aren't always sold out, then when adversity comes, you don't get treated right, you're disrespected, whatever, you're going to leave anyhow. So you got to get sold out. Amen? So in Luke 21... Verse 10, Father, help us this morning. They're talking about the end of the days. They're talking about the sign of the times. All these things are coming to pass right now. There is persecution. There will be persecution inside the church, outside the church, of people that really stand for the things of God. Amen? It says, of course, nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be great earthquakes in various places and famines and pestilences. And there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven. But before all these things, they will lay their hands on you. The world is going to come against the church in a mighty way. And people of the world in the church will always come against those that are truly followers of the living God. You got to get ready. It says that they will lay their hands on you and persecute you because they can't have their way with you because you will not bow down to their desires, to what they want you to be, to the compromise that is in the church in general. If you are a leader, if you are planning on being a great leader, it says, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, and even tossing you out. You will be brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake, and this will come to pass. But it will turn out for you as an occasion for testimony. What he's saying is you're going to go through many things. You will be persecuted. You will. But if you stand for Him, in that persecution, it will be cause for testimony. Now, like in the case of this place, those people that were perpetrating all that, that were against me, and you will still see people come against leaders. You will always see that God takes care of it. Right? And out of it comes the testimony of your growth and your steadfastness and your faithfulness to God. So recognize these things will come. But at the same time, that God will prevail as long as you stand. You got to have that faith that He's going to take care of you. Because He is going to take care of you. Amen? But you must be prepared for adversity. Your adversity will come from people that you will not expect it from. From people that you know really love God, but they're just somewhat not in alignment with Him. Or they really think that they're doing okay. You know what I mean? That they are right. You are not to try to placate those kinds of people. When you are standing for righteousness, you just stand. And if they don't understand, you just tell them, look, I'm sorry you don't understand. But there are some things I will not move on, and that is His righteousness. Do you understand? It's like, I know that if a person is here, that God supports them. Right? So they should serve God. And if I was in charge, which I am not of all areas of this campus, there wouldn't be anybody here that wasn't at church regularly. There wouldn't be anybody here that was not tithing to the church. There wouldn't be anybody here that was not spiritually participating in what this church does. Why? Because compromise leads to failure. And as many people as you have around that are in compromise, it is like a disease that spreads. Now remember, you are not ever to usurp authority. But if God puts you in that authority, then you are to always stand for righteousness. Another thing that I went through here is when I got here, everybody in discipleship could smoke. It was like a joke. Right? And so I kept telling everybody for months, you got to quit. Well, I've been smoking this, that, that. No, you got to quit. You got to quit. You got to quit. Okay, as of this date next month, if you aren't quit and I catch you, I'm throwing you out. Right? And when it came, I started throwing people and I started throwing people. And again, a big uproar. Why? Well, they quit everything else. The drugs are... No, they didn't. Nicotine is a drug. Caffeine is a drug. You understand? So if you're still addicted to one substance, you can indeed be addicted to others. Right? You still leave those sensories open. I am here to teach and preach about God's freedom, not compromise. Do you get it? A disciple is not to live in compromise. You are not going to live the victorious life if you do not regulate your life. Right? So I tossed out lots. And you know that to this day, I still toss out people who smoke. Do I care? Yes, I care. But if they don't want to be a part of the ministry, then they can always be a part of the congregation. But if you are in ministry, you are to become an example to others of what a minister is. And do I get adversity for this? Absolutely. Will you get adversity for these stands? Absolutely. It goes along with the leadership. You are not called to set your standards below, but above. Your standards must become like-minded with God. Now, they might say you're harsh, right? They might say a lot of things. But don't you get caught up in their compromise. Don't you get caught up in what they have going on. You stand for righteousness. no matter what. And everybody will hustle you. And they will tell you, well, brother, you just ain't got a heart. And where's your mercy? And, you know, well, you've heard me tell everybody, mercy was at the cross. If you're here, you're telling me you want to change. So not only are you telling me you want to change, I'm telling you, if you're going to be here, you are going to change. Do you understand? I am a leader. I am not a negotiator. It's not my job to take and negotiate basic principles of truth. Those were negotiated for me at the cross. Now I am to stand with those lessons that He has taught us by the cross. Will I long suffer with people that are having problems? Yes. As long as their problems are not affecting other people. You see, the smoking issue is one that can be a rampant fire. That can take people that haven't smoked for years. And if they're around it, they'll just start smoking again. The addiction process takes years to eradicate. So if you let one person smoke, others will start again. They've been free, but it's easy to slide back to the old. It's not quite as easy as to become new. So the Bible says that if you will stand for Him, even though you go through trials, even though you go through tribulation, even though you go through many things, that it will become an occasion of your testimony of His unfailing grace and mercy in your life. Amen? Because when you stand by His power. You learn more about His power. You learn how to rest in His power. And you disconnect more from the things that you used to be about. You know, one thing that I am here to tell you is that I can't be everybody's friend. But I wasn't called to be everybody's friend. I was called to be a leader. I am to lead the sheep outside the four walls and teach them how to minister to others. But first, to get them right inside themselves. That is a leader's job. And you can't do that if you are a man pleaser or a placator or you just got to have friends. Amen? Friends will cause you to compromise. Did you get that? Friends will cause you to compromise. Oh, bro, man, it's okay. Nobody will know. You don't got to say anything. We're friends. Come on now. That's real. You have got to stand for righteousness no matter who it is. I've told my wife, you ever backslide? You're going to the ranch for a year. I don't care. And I ain't coming to visit. Why? Because she will put this ministry that God has created in a place of compromise. Amen? And you know what? And she's not going to do that. I'm just using that as an example. But that's how close it comes. That you must stand for righteousness no matter who in your family, who you love, who it might be, is. You must always stand for righteousness. And when you do, you will be at adversity right now. Right now on this campus, I am always in adversity. You understand? Why? Because I am the person that doesn't play. I just stand there. Do you understand? You must be God's man, not your man. You must be God's holy. Period. You must accept the adversity that goes along with that decision. Right? Seeing as you guys are single, The ladies will look at you and they'll think that you're cute, not because of you, but because of God in you. And because their standards are probably not as high as yours. They will at times try to coerce you into doing things you know you should not do. So what do? You stand. Right? Are you going to be another hypocrite? And the world's already pretty full of those. Or are you going to be a real leader? I had a girl talk to me one time. I don't know why she liked me or whatever. And don't care. Was amazed, as a matter of fact, because I never was that nice a guy. And she asked me if I had different tendencies. And I told her, I have one tendency in my life. Serve God. And everything that entails. That's it. Your tendencies would cause me to serve the devil. I'm sorry. You got to go. Do you understand? You will go through trials. You will go through things in your life. You have got to make sure you go through. Because at the end, then you will have a testimony. Amen. The Lord says that He will give us a mouth for wisdom. All right? So use your mouth for wisdom. Do not play into the flesh. Do not argue. Do not debate these points. Recognize what you need to be about is integrity and principle in the Lord. And let the adversity come, and it will. And then let the adversity go, and it will. But you stand for the Lord always, not in compromise. You understand? It's important. Get prepared. You will go through adversity. Period. Amen. Any questions?